How do you sum up that one?
It was good to get a clean sheet. I think that's important for the confidence, especially against such a big physical team. You can see that the height they've got throughout the whole team. There was periods we done well, there was periods we can do a lot better. We probably need to be scoring more goals, in my opinion, especially with the attacking players we've got. But that's something we can work on. It's important we get a foundation first, so we've got a clean sheet, and getting through is always important as well.
Hard to get past a big tall defence like that though.
It is, but the quality we've got, especially with the quick feet, and I think we get in some good areas today and probably didn't get our shots away quick enough. I think you've got to give credit to them as well. I think they defended well at times, but I still think the quality we've got to punish teams.
You had no idea what quality they were going to be, so...
No, we've done a lot of homework on them. We've seen a lot of video and we've had a lot of reports and whatever, so we kind of knew the players they've got, the system they played, so... it was important just to come here and make sure we get the result, especially when you get so many fans at the game.
It's also, I mean, it's a surreal fixture, a kind of surreal occasion, I guess. I mean, how did you approach it? Was that such a challenging one to get ready for?
Especially the run we've been on recently, I think it was important that we came here and try to get a performance and obviously get a clean sheet and try and build on that, get a wee bit of momentum again. So hopefully we've done that. It's a step in the right direction. There's still a lot to work on. We know that. But I think we're going the right way.
Because this sort of trip could have been the last thing you needed after the last two results, however, you could be hoping it's kind of acts as a kickstart.
It's probably been good for the players to obviously bond together as well, go away together, spend a bit of time together with each other. So it's brilliant when you get a chance to do that. And obviously getting the result as well. If obviously we go away here and you get beat, especially in penalties, it'd be a real sickener, a real downer. So to get through always gives the players a buzz.
90 minutes for Robbie Muirhead. Good 90 minutes.
Now you can see as a few of the boys obviously need a bit of game time, like Robbie. He's not played for a long time. He was dying of death at the end there. But that's the only way you get fit. You can do as much training as you like, but when it comes to playing competitive games, that's what makes you, gets that sharpness and gets the quality.
What do you say to them at the 90 minutes, so preparing for the penalties?
No, just obviously don't change your mind. It's the same old one with penalties. If you go there, and obviously their keeper was massive as well, wasn't he? They filled the whole goal. Make sure you don't change your mind and had it with a bit of pace as well. But you've got to sort of always people that are confident, they want to take it. But when you start getting into the ones that obviously out with the first five, so they showed a bit of character stepping up and taking the penalties.
Any advice for your own keeper?
No, he was actually desperate to take a penalty, you know what he's like. And we actually played the cup final with Queens and he hit one of the penalties. I think he actually scored the winning penalty, so I wouldn't have any qualms with him taking this.
Was there any brave heart on your team talk today?
No. No, the boys were looking forward to the game. As you said, it's something different. I think it was brilliant, the fans, the amount of fans we had at the game. It was a great wee atmosphere. It was a nice day for a game. We were disappointed we didn't score more goals for the kind of possession and the some of the passing we had. But that's something we need to work on.
You say 500 fans coming down and the racket they made and stuff. It was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It's obviously there's not been a lot of European trips over the last few years, so I don't know if this is classed as one, but it's good for them to get away and play somebody different, because we play against the same teams week in, week out, and it must be difficult for the supporters sometimes. So it's just a bit of freshness, and it gives a chance for some of maybe the ones that are based in England to come and see us as well.
Considering all the beach balls were floating about, I think the fans were definitely coming to
the European
time.
No, it was a good atmosphere. You can see the boys appreciated the effort they made to come to the game, and we're just glad we get through. That's the main thing.
I thought Mallory and Martin kind of looked really, wanted to get on the ball, looked pro, but quite an impressive wee cameo considering how long it's been since he's played.
No, I said that to him there, when's the last time you played? It's been a long time. So no, he's got a lot of quality. Hopefully we can get him up to speed. You can see what he can bring to the team, he's passing. So hopefully that's him. Obviously in the period now between now and obviously the next game, it's a wee bit extra time to try and get him fit.
Can you sense the hunger from him to sort of...
Oh, he's desperate to kickstart his career again. It's kind of stood still for probably the last year. So it's an opportunity for him, and hopefully he comes here and grasps it and it works for both parties.
Given the success, will you have to treat this tournament quite seriously now?
We're always any game you go into, you want to win. It's important that you go and win and put in a performance. It probably cost the club money to come down here. But obviously for myself and the players, I think I'd like to thank everybody for their support today. The fans were amazing. I think even Billy Braisby, the effort and time he put into organising the trip as well, it's been clockwork and he's done really well, so I think everybody's appreciated it.
He's got you travelling in style, hasn't he?
Oh, he can definitely organise trips more often.
How's Higginbottom?
Higgy's feeling his groin. He's been struggling probably with his groin probably the last 6 weeks. So he's been struggling with that the last 6 weeks, and it's gradually been getting worse and worse. So this was an opportunity to go and give it a real test and see if it's not getting any worse or whether it takes a reaction to it. And obviously he's struggling now.
Okay, thanks. Just that, Alan.